people get upset.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, I have somebody here at my house that was in a little domestic dispute with their husband, and I think we need to have a police officer come here and talk to her.
Okay, what is your address, please?
Okay, now how long ago did this domestic happen?
How long did this happen? About 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
And it's my next-door neighbor, and this is his wife. I think it was just a misunderstanding, but we're worried that he's going to come and get upset, and I just want to, you know, I don't want the police to come with their lights on, but I just want them to come so till everybody calms down.
Okay, was it physical or verbal?
No, she's got a cut on her forehead.
Does she need paramedics?
She probably is going to need stitches, yes. Wipe yourself.
Okay. And now her husband, is he white, black, or Latin?
Oh, he's black. Let's just try to, if we can, let's not make a big scene about it till the police get here, because
okay.
We're worried that he's going to get mad, and he's a high-profile person.
And what's he wearing? Does she know what he's wearing? Shirt and pants?
What is he wearing? Jock gray sweatpants and a t-shirt. Okay, it's Long Lake Ranches West.
Long Lake Ranches.
Okay.
And he's home right now?
He's looking for her, and I just got home. I'm the next door neighbor, and she was standing here, so I brought her in, and I'm trying to give her, clean her up a little bit.
Now, how did she get the cut? Were any weapons involved in this?
There's no weapons, right? It was just a verbal, and you hit heads. Okay, he hit her with his head.
Okay. All right. And now, are you whispering at her, or is there any particular reason you're just trying to calm her down some?
I'm just trying to calm her down, yes.
Right.
I just got home from a youth football game, and, you know, I don't want him to come in here and, you know, get mad at me, so.
Okay, and how old is she?
My son. How old are you? She's 36.
36. Okay, that's her you're talking to in the background, right?
Yeah, she's sitting, I'm just sitting her down, right.
Okay. And now, do you know if he's home right now, or he's just walking around the neighborhood looking for her?
We don't know if he's home or looking for her or calmed down or everything.
Okay, now the bleeding. Is it serious bleeding?
She has a nice cut on the forehead that I believe is going to need stitches or at least, you know, those butterfly things.
And now, is she completely alert right now?
She's alert, yes.
And besides her head, were any other parts of her body injured?
No, I don't believe so. Yeah.
All right, we do have the police and the paramedics on the way up there to help you now. Just stand in the line and say exactly what to do next. Just reassure her help is on the way. And don't move her unless it's absolutely necessary.
Right,
just have her be still and wait for help to arrive, okay?
Okay, let them know, because if he sees all that, I don't want him, you know, and would try not. He's a very high-profile person, so we'd like to keep this as quiet as possible. You could let the police know that.
Okay.
Because we don't need the news here.
All right, now, don't tell you to control the bleeding. Do not use a tourniquet.
She's not bleeding. It should stop, but maybe it does. It's a nice cut.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's not bleeding right now, then?
No, it's a cut, but it's not bleeding.
Okay. All right, just watch her very closely, and please just, all right? And if she gets worse in any way, call us back immediately for further instructions, okay? We will have the police and the paramedics out there to check her out, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you. I'm right next door to him is my house, so
okay.
Make sure they know.
Now, do you know what kind of vehicle he drives or anything? So we can.
He's just driving a black smart car with a, has like matte black paint on it, but he has several vehicles.
Okay, but he's in the black smart car right now?
Do you think he's in the smart car or in the house? Okay, he may either be home in the house or driving around looking for her. And she thinks he may be in that car.
Okay, all right, we'll get him out there for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye.